On the phone with me right now is Lambert. Hello, Lambert, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah.
And you're out in Colorado right now with the DNC, and you were at a protest, I believe, last night?
Yes, that's correct, last night.
And what happened? What happened last night? I believe the cops came in, pepper sprayed, and arrested some folks.
There was a march that started in the early evening, and the cops kind of just like surrounded the march just as it was starting, and they pepper sprayed some people as they were trying to leave, and then the group kind of split, and they followed them all the way like a couple blocks down, and then they surrounded like the whole group, and then there were some people who were staying in the street, and the cops were telling everybody to go on the sidewalk. The people that kind of remained in the street after that announcement were like pepper sprayed, and there were some rubber bullets shot at them, and then they like pushed them off onto the sidewalk, and then they separated the rest of the group into these like different pieces that were just all surrounded by cops, and they let one of the groups go, and then the people who were in the middle, they just like started going through and just like pulling those people out and arresting them.
How many people were arrested, do you think? Do you know?
I'm not sure. I heard it was around 100, but I'm not certain of the numbers.
And they're all being detained still right now?
I heard they were supposed to be released at 11, but I don't know whether they have been or not.
Okay, and that was what kind of demonstration was it last night?
It was an anti-capitalist march.
What's going on today here in the...
I'm not certain about today. I haven't been out today. I've just been inside editing video.
Well, cool. Is there any way you can put Franklin back on?
Sure, I can put him back on.
All right, hang on.
Bob.
Hey, Franklin, this is... you're live on Free Radio right now, so...
My friend, the resistance is alive and well, and people here are ready for more action. What happened last night is not going to stop the people out there, and it's just going to be more action. And next week in St. Paul, it's going to be incredible. Three of our people out over there who are doing head media work, got pulled over by the Minneapolis police, and their media equipment, hard drives, computers, wallets, video cameras, still cameras got seized. We still don't have a word whether or not they're going to release them.
What?
They were pulled over on the pretext that they were looking for people who were breaking into cars, and then they basically just took their equipment with absolutely no reason whatsoever. So that's what we're seeing right now, is the clamping down of the independent media, because I'm telling you, the powers that be know the power that we have, and they know that we can actually get the word out there and get the resistance all riled up for more action. So
what's your viewpoint right now, if you got the time? I know you're really busy, and I'm really sorry, but if folks here in Santa Cruz are hungering for this knowledge.
My viewpoint is that, you know, there's all these people who are getting behind Barack Obama, and it's just amazing what so-called liberals are doing to block more hardcore leftist effort to actually expose Obama as the corporate shield that he is. He is, you know, certainly a person that's already bought out. And the closer and closer we get to the election, you will see that he will flip-flop on every single promise that he made. He's already flip-flopped on the war. He's talking a lot more about Afghanistan. He already flip-flopped on drilling. He's all for supposed clean coal. He's all for nuclear power. And so we really have no choice as a nation. He is just like McCain. He just basically has a prettier face and a brighter smile.
Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us right now. I know you're really busy. You've been putting out the DNC dispatches at submedia.tv or stimulator.tv, right?
Hey, and to all the people in Santa Cruz, please know that you're so fucking lucky to have a person like Bob right now. You guys have a fantastic thing with Free Radio Santa Cruz.
Right on. Stimulator here on Free Radio. Thanks, and I know you got to get back to work. I won't keep you any longer. We love you guys.
Keep on rocking in the free world, y'all.
All right, take care. All right, that was the host of Stimulator from It's the End of the World as We Know It, and I feel fine. We usually air it at 11 o'clock here on Free Radio. That was him live from the DNC in Colorado. And we played his latest show. He's got more coming up on the submedia.tv website, stimulator.tv. Check them both out. Freak Radio 101 FM, freakradio.org. Stay tuned. We're doing the DNC coverage as best we can here. Keep it locked. Freak Radio.